Rescue, Chapter 1. Lee was on his way to the swimming pool. He saw an old woman and a man by the river. They were looking down. "What's happened?" Lee asked. "A little girl fell in," the woman replied. "Can you swim?" the man asked Lee. "Yes, I am taking life-saving," Lee said. "Where is she?" "Down there," said the man, pointing to a spot close to the river bank. Lee threw his bag on the ground. He pulled off his shoes and socks. "Call an ambulance," he shouted to the man. Then Lee took a deep breath and jumped into the river. Down, down, down he went. The river water was muddy. He couldn't see clearly. He reached the bottom and felt around. His hand touched a tree that had fallen in the water. Then Lee felt something else. It was a small leg. The girl was caught in a branch of the tree. Lee pulled her, but she was stuck. Lee had no breath left. He thought his lungs would burst. He swam back to the surface. He took a huge breath and dived down again. Lee knew he would have to work fast. He found the girl again. He held the branches of the tree apart. He pulled and pulled. At last the girl was free. Lee held her tightly and swam up. He fell onto the riverbank. He was so tired he couldn't move. "Help her," he gasped. The girl was blue. She wasn't breathing. More people had arrived. "I'll help her," said a woman. "I am a nurse." The nurse breathed into the girl's mouth. The girl suddenly coughed up some water. Color came back to her cheeks. She was alive. Then Lee saw his mother drive up in a car. "Lee, I've been looking all over for you," she said. "Your swimming coach called and asked where you were. What happened? You're soaking wet. And you're late for life-saving." "No," laughed the nurse. "Your son was just in time." This young man saved the girl's life, the old woman told Lee's mother. "He's a real hero."